Mm-hmm. Second chance romance.
Finding love.
Is probably that what not. We're doing?
That's not what we're doing at
something,
all.
Guys, she's, something, guys.
He's just being positive.
Oh. Answers?
Yeah. Holly, who do we have?
Hold on. Let me take a sip of my Atlanta first.
Okay.
And then
perfect.
We have Alyssa on the line.
All right. Okay.
Hi, Alyssa.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
I could be better.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Well, we're about the same.
Yeah.
Alyssa, thank you for doing this. Thank you for calling into our this a goofy segment. You went out with a guy named Nate, right?
I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and tell us about your date, if you would.
Well, I'm glad that you guys have this, too, because I don't know how else I would be able to do this. Yeah. I'd love to reconnect with Nate because he hasn't gotten back to me since our first date. I really think he's great. I'd like to know more about him. I usually use a typical like dating service to find men to date. So I just haven't been getting any success with that method. And I decided to sign up for Match.com because all my friends have had a lot of success and I just decided to take fate into my own hands.
Yeah.
I mean,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I got some specific criteria for who I want, you know, to date. And I'm in my mid to late 30s, so I've had some experiences. Needless to say, Nate scored pretty much in all departments when we matched. And, yeah, I mean, he's handsome, he's educated, he's family-oriented, he's everything that he's just everything. So,
all right.
That's where we're at.
Good departments.
Yeah, good departments. But we're talking about the Department of First Dates here, Alyssa. So assuming that you went on a date, what did you guys do?
We did. We ended up meeting for breakfast. I like to keep the first dates in the mornings or afternoon because I've, like I said, done the whole romance thing before. But I'm looking for a partner. And honestly, I think breakfast is more revealing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, we ended up doing that. And that's pretty much, I mean, we hit it off. We had a lot of things initially I thought in common. But, you know, sometimes making that first connection can be tough.
Mm-hmm.
So. Right. So, Alyssa, we're going to ask you to look inside yourself in this moment. Was there anything on the on the date that maybe was a red flag, even could be a beige flag, something that you're looking back on the date and like, geez, okay, so Nate's not getting back to me. Could there be a reason why?
You know, I'm really trying to think. And like I said, I mean, on first dates, I'm not looking for anything hardcore, like romance or anything. I honestly, I'm at the point in my life where getting hot and heavy isn't essential. But I think we have potential. I mean, nothing happened that I could pinpoint anything to. I know you have to ask that. But like I said, I don't want to miss out on anything. So he hasn't gotten back to me. And I recognize the whole ghosting situation. You know, I'm not naive.
Right. Yeah. Do you think that could be kind of like a friend zone type of situation? Was there leaning in? Was there some, like, you know, kind of like googly eyes or little pat on the back or a hug at the end?
Oh, yeah, the reassuring pat is, you know, a sign of a friend zone.
I guess, oh, my God, I got a pat. Is that bad? You know, like I said, breakfast is different. So
sure.
We didn't do mimosas. Our conversation was all over the place. It just felt like we knew each other. And so I felt completely at ease and at home. And so that's why this is kind of thrown me for a loop.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well,
we're here to help.
We are. Alyssa, we're going to put you on hold now. We're going to put you on hold. Okay. You're going to be able to hear everything. Dude is on the other line. He's on hold, but he's heard nothing.
Okay.
He just thinks he was nominated by a friend or a family member to be part of our goofy dating segment, but he doesn't know it's about him. He certainly doesn't know it's about you, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Let's get to the bottom of this then.
Let's, you know, absolutely.
Yeah. So we do.
That's what we try to do.
How scared? Are you scared right now? Are we scared?
I know. I feel like it's one thing or the other. Extreme friend zone.
Yeah.
Or he was extremely horny.
Oh.
And was like, I'm not going to get laid today.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's open for some after omelet sex, huh?
Mm-hmm. To some Eric Carmen.
Like the worst thing ever. The least Lex. Sexiest thing ever.
Lex after again. Okay, Alexis. once again, your name is on the show. We co-signed the mortgage. Just never, ever, 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 ever. Ever, ever say after omelet sex again.
That feels like a safety deal, right?
Hey, baby.
Hey. How about some after omelet sex?
These eggs were scrambled real good.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's
anyway,
talk to
Nate. Yeah, let's get Nate on.
Oh, my God. This was great. After omelet sex. Hi, Nate.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm well. Hey, Nate, thank you for doing this. You're live right now on our show. This is Jason and Alexis in the Morning, and our boss forces us to do this ridiculous dating segment called Second Chance Romance. So thank you. We know that this is not usual for you. I'm sure you're not usually on a radio show on a Tuesday morning. Here's a little bit of a surprise for you, and don't be mad or don't hang up. You were nominated for a reason, my friend, to be on the show. Somebody that has gone out with you wants a reunion. But it's a good reunion. They sent us an email, very complimentary, and it's Alyssa.
Do you remember going out with her?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Ew. Well, Nate, can I ask you, it is our understanding that after the initial date, there was nothing. There wasn't anything after. Can we ask you, A, if that's true, and B, is there a reason why there was nothing after the first date?
It is true what you just said. I'll say that we're not compatible. That's what I'll say.
Any specific reason?
Yeah, was it like your star signs were off? Like she, you know, you're a Virgo, she's a Pisces or something?
I don't really prescribe to the horoscopes, but I guess I'll just tell it like it is. Look, we met for breakfast. I ordered, you know, a usual breakfast, but Alyssa, she just ordered toast, which is fine. It was a light breakfast, that's fine. But then she did something really kind of weird to me. She ate all the jam packets that were sitting on the table, and she didn't put any of it on the toast, just ate the jam by itself. And then, this was kind of strange too. The creamers that were sitting on the table, she didn't put any of it in her coffee. She just opened them up and drank the half and half containers. Didn't put it in her coffee at all.
Wow.
Okay.
Our boss used to do that, but with cream cheese in our cafeteria.
No, well,
and
she would
free
put
saltines.
No, she take the saltines.
Yeah, that's right.
And then she put butter.
That's right. On the saltines, and that was her look.
Cheese, but whatever was free that day.
Nate. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and old girl had money, but yeah. Anyway, she had money. Anyway, Nate. Here's the deal, my friend. We're gonna be honest with you. Alyssa's actually on the other line. She's heard this. She really wanted to reconnect. We wanted to try to help, at the very least, get answers. You just provided one.
Yeah.
Let's go
and
ahead.
If it's
and
a deal breaker or not, ultimately.
Yeah. Holly, let's put Alyssa up and try to figure this out.
Yeah, what color flag is this?
Hi, Alyssa. You heard what Nate said. What do you want to say?
Hi, Nate. I don't know. I
this isn't embarrassing at all, is it? So.
What? No, I don't think this is embarrassing. Like, I liked you, Nate. You never got back to me, so now I want to know why and give another chance.
Okay. Alyssa, if you've got a lot of positive attributes about yourself, you're a nice person. Clearly, your person knows what they want. But I'm really concerned about your lack of self-awareness, and both for eating all those Smuckers from the table and for using a radio show to find a relative stranger that you went out with once.
I thought that this public aspect of all of this would get your attention. That's the whole point.
Well, not in a good way.
I mean, do you know that you eat all the jam and the cream at the table, Alyssa? Or is that like a nervous tic of yours or something? Or
It is a nervous tic of mine.
Okay.
I've had that since I was a kid.
Jason, what? I'm just wondering. I'm trying to get to
know.
What's that?
I felt like I was at home, and he said, go ahead. We both could be ourselves. I mean, he couldn't stop tapping the fork on him. You know, like, there was little things that he did, too, but I didn't even think that it was that big of a deal.
Right.
Well, okay, so, whose turn is it?
It's not mine. It's last time. Yeah,
short term. Okay, yeah, great. Here we go. Alyssa, Nate, this is Second Chance Romance. We call it that for a reason because we want to give you a second chance. Now, would you be open to a second date? A date filled with self-awareness and a lack of condiments on the table, you know, and just see, hey, you know what? Maybe you got off on the wrong foot. What do you say? It'll be on us.
That's very kind of you. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pass. I mean, this would be like if I drank the ketchup or something. I mean, Alyssa, I'm sure you can find someone who will embrace your interesting eating habits, but I can't be that guy.
Not that guy.
Alyssa, thank you. Nate, thank you. Sorry to bother both. Oh, Nate, sorry to bother you. And then Alyssa, thanks for being a good sport. We at the very least got an answer, okay?
Yeah.
Glad I can move on from this one. Thank you.
Yeah, we are too for you, sweetie. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Ooh.
If you could taste time, caring, dedication. If you could taste the sun, rain, fresh air. If you could taste tradition and pride, this is what it would taste like every time. With a name like Smuckers, it has to be good.
We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's Alexis. Last year I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Happy days are here again. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. There is a lot going on in the world of entertainment, and we only trust one person to go out in the field and hoe it. I don't know. Backhoe it. Pull up the carrots.
Hoe that dirt.
Oh, yes.
Holly.
I am your resident entertainment hoe.
Yeah. Hoer.
Let's talk.
Wasn't a perfect analogy. That's fine. Yeah.
That's right. I got my overalls on and my little thing in my mouth. And we're going to talk about the Oscars on Sunday night. Jimmy Kimmel last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live, giving us a little peek behind the scenes about the Oscars telecast and what it took to bring it together. And apparently, John Cena, which was one of the most delightful moments of the night, where he introduced the Oscar to Best Costume, apparently that had executives very, very nervous.
Oh. And
he was just, he said that they were terrified Because, you know, John Cena, now, Alexis, you shared this on your Instagram story. John Cena, he appeared naked on stage at the Oscars telecast, but he actually had a little butt crack maxi pad thing.
Yeah, I think if I was an executive, I'd be a little afraid, too, because it looked like a huge maxi pad with double wings, but taped, you know, the sticky part on the other side to your body.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nude colored.
Yeah.
And if that shifted at all.
Woo! Yeah, that's right.
That could be a problem.
I mean, if you got swass, you got a problem.
Right. Now, well, and the shuffling that he did, you know, it might actually, because the front was holding it in there too, but it was smaller in size.
Well, and I'm sure ABC did not want a 2004 wardrobe malfunction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly. Now, yeah. Jason, Alexis, Jimmy Kimmel said getting that on the air, John Cena appearing naked, appearing to be naked to do that Oscar. He said getting it on the air, of all the times I've hosted the Oscars or Emmys or anything, no comedy bit has ever received more scrutiny than this. He said there were meetings and site meetings and emails beforehand and texts and phone calls and people sweating. Somebody was crying. And then once they realized we weren't going to take no for an answer, there was an intense discussion about the envelope.
How big it was going to be.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Now, apparently, this envelope, the size of a shoebox, ultimately, Jimmy Kimmel and his comedy team went with the smaller envelope. And apparently, that was just fine, because I think network executives were like, hey, maybe we want a large novelty envelope to do this. So in case we have a wardrobe malfunction, we're not going to be seeing the bits and pieces. But you know what? They pulled it off. Mm-hmm. I think that was one of the best moments of the night.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The behind-the-scene pictures that we saw, seeing the pad and everything, I think the biggest, like, huh, to me was that he had Birkenstocks on.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was thinking, like, well, I guess it makes sense. Easy on, easy off. But to see John Cena in Birkenstocks, I was like, wow, all right. Look at that.
I just personally love anything that makes network executives
squirm.
It's just fantastic to me.
Oh,
that's great.
Well, and like we said earlier in the show, almost 20 million people tuning into Sunday night's telecast at the Oscars, the biggest ratings in years. And to your point, Jason, yes, people want connection. People want those big moments. You know, we don't have the series finale of MASH anymore to connect us together.
Mm-mm. Or Who Shot JR?
Exactly. Who Shot JR? Those things that we get hundreds of millions of people to watch. Well, now it could be the Oscars, but now we've got the NFL. We've got other things, and happy to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I really do think it's part of it. I think people are looking for connection, whether they know it or not. Yeah.
Yeah. So connect with that. Connect with a seemingly naked John Cena.
Yeah.
Announced at the Hollywood Bowl on April 11th, if you happen to be in Los Angeles, a tribute to Jimmy Buffett. And if you want to go and see this, I say go and look for tickets right now. They're going to go on sale this Friday. But here's the lineup of people who are going to pay tribute to the late Jimmy Buffett, who died last year. Paul McCartney, the Eagles, John Bon Jovi, Zac Brown, Jackson Brown, Brandi Carlile, Kenny Chesney, Eric Church, Sheryl Crow, Jack Johnson, and Pitbull is going to be there.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much are tickets for this, Holly?
Probably too much.
Probably.
Lex, why are you going?
Okay. It sounds like a great lineup.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, tickets are going to be on sale on Friday. I can imagine that they're going to be going for a lot of money. So,
cool.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
Big, huge fan base, man. Huge fan base.
Yeah.
You can laugh at his music, but he had an influence on music.
Oh, absolutely. And finally, we did mention this at the top of the Dirt Alert update, that Kate Middleton photo debacle, which I spent way too much time going down the rabbit hole on that one. Well, a Palace insider telling The Telegraph that the Princess of Wales feels awful about doctoring the family portrait, and she just wanted to make it the best it could be.
Mm-hmm. Again, I'm waiting for her to accept my invitation to my Adobe Photoshop Facebook group I'm involved in.
Just DM her, Jason. She'll respond.
I will. Yeah. I will. More stories like this coming up in another Dirt Alert. But next, another round of Boob Tube Bonanza. The Traitors next.
Best of the best. Thank you for replacing my roof. Very happy with the whole process. Tyler was awesome. Thank you. That's from Edward, who worked with JTR Roofing. They replaced his roof. Very happy with the results. And yes, roofing is in the name. JTR Roofing, locally owned and operated since 1992. So, of course, they can help with your roof installation and, of course, any kind of roofing material. Asphalt, shingles, cider shakes, metal, slate, and more. If you've got some storm damage, they can help with the repairs. They have a lot of experience working with insurance companies, so they can help with that as well. And your soffit and fascia, which is the perimeter and undercarriage of your roof. That's where our problem was. They did a great job helping us with that. But, of course, they can help with more, too. Siding, gutters, window installation. Right now, you can save $1,000 by mentioning me or my talk on your roofing, siding, or gutters. So head to jtrroofinginc.com or call 651-777-7394.
And now, a hilarious, and we use that term loosely, dad joke.
That's a good one, Dad.
From Alexis.
Why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing? In case they get a hole in one.
This has been a dad joke.
Very funny, Dad. Hilarious.
From Alexis.
That's a good one.
Ooh, knee
that
was slapper. A good one.
Yeah. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk, everything entertainment. Everything Yogi Bear. That's right. A picnic basket. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Holly D. Roberts. We have Angel coming up to end the show. He's going to explain the Kirk Cousins news. Is this good? Is this bad?
He's leaving the Vikings.
Now, Alexis, I want to tee this up, and I want to get to TV, but I got to just ask you something.
Sure.
Because I laughed out loud. You took it off the sheet, but you had on the sheet that you want Kirk Cousins' agent to be your agent.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
I laughed out loud when I saw that on our sheet.
Oh, yeah. I initially had that because I wasn't sure if he was going to be able to join us or not.
Yeah.
But then, wow.
Ooh, right?
Wow.
Survey says, Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So
we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into that. But whoever is managing him, bravo.
Yeah, please call our hotline, 651.
We need you.
Oh, yeah. let's do a little boob tube.
What's on the boob tube?
Boob tube!
You watch television last night?
I like to watch TV.
Saddle up. It's the Boob Tube Bonanza.
I'd like to get paid to sit on my and watch TV.
With Jason and Alexis.
We've got a bonanza for you.
Put on your assless chaps. We're heading down to the Boob Tube Bonanza Ranch. That's right.
To Scotland.
The Scotland.
That's appropriate.
Yeah. The Traitors. The finale of season 2 happened and the reunion. We've given you a few days, so you cannot complain to us. We've given you many days.
Yeah,
so
big time spoiler blanket right now.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I'm not listening.
But again, we've given you days. It was on Thursday. We got to talk about it. Lex, what do you think?
Well, I finished it yesterday. Watch the finale, watch the reunion, and wow. What a cutthroat competition. And ultimately, I do think the right people won. Now, the show is called The Traitors, so, you wanted to see, what would happen. Although, I feel like, in many ways, it is really set against them. And I wonder, Jace, did you watch the first season at all?
I did not.
Okay, do we know if a traitor or a faithful one?
I don't know. I think a faithful one.
I'm sure it's an easy Google, but So it's kind of the similar situation, maybe. MJ's pissed.
Oh, my God.
Kind of rightfully so.
Yeah.
And it really kind of boiled down to the way that the drama unfolded, if Trishelle could trust CT in the end, and ultimately she did, and it was a good gamble for both of them. So, spoiler, they won. They got to split the more than $200,000 caddy that they had been building up over the season. And Wow. Yeah, there's some great one-liners. The reunion, I think Andy Cohen did a great job of leading that discussion, as he always does, with rapid-fire questions from fans. MJ still upset. She's still, this is what is so funny. So right when, well, it all happened, she unfollowed them on social media. She still unfollows them. And now she's saying that it's going to be a calculated refollow, which is so interesting to me to even think about. Like, okay, but Trishelle brought it up. Like, you're not following us. Yeah. So it was fun to see everybody get together. I think Pepper made some really great observations about being the most different and how she was an easier target. And it makes you wonder how you would play if you were in this situation. Because I guess in the first season, it was a combination of reality stars and real people.
Yeah, season one was not good.
I wonder if they would do that again for a season three, or are they just going to stick with reality stars?
Oh, girl, they're not going to change this formula. NBC Universal found a new golden peacock. And I'm going to say it again. I know they need people and eyeballs on Peacock. They need to rerun this. And I bet you four Dunkin' Donuts that this will be run on NBC in the summer.
It should be.
Oh, absolutely.
Mark my word. Yes.
And then next season, I hope they get some Selling Sunset folks, because I'm so curious to see how they would react and respond to each other.
I don't blame. We're talking the Traitors season finale and reunion. And again, my talkers, if you don't watch the show, you don't know the vernacular. Bottom line, the last three standing were all faithfuls. And CT and Trishelle, you know, they've been friends for 20 years. They were on MTV. They're in the MTV universe. They were on the challenge. It used to be Road Rules, Real World Challenge, and it just went to the challenge. But anyway, so they've known each other for years. And then it was MJ from
Shaw's of Sunset.
But MJ thought, oh, we're in this together. We got rid of all the traitors. So the three of us, we're all the faithfuls. We're going to split the money. And at the last minute, CT and Trishelle just cut her out. I can kind of see where I reset that up only to say,
yeah,
I can see why I would be a little salty.
Oh, for sure.
I would be a little salty. Now, look, I don't know if I would still be salty, and I don't know if I would have looked at me for good TV, but MJ was still mad.
Oh, yeah.
But you know who was even madder, who was entertaining? Ooh, Phaedra.
Phaedra, yeah.
At Dan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Well, now, the way he went after her, she was so under the radar until that round table. She would have made it to the end if he hadn't done that.
Yep.
And that was an interesting play. It was kind of like, I'm gone, but I'm also going to burn down the house. And that, I can understand why she would still be upset. It's understandable with CT and with Trishelle because, look, there's that money involved. Of course, you're going to make more if you split it by two versus three. So we understand the rationale there. But Dan did not have to do that. And
no.
I'm with Phaedra.
I am too.
That was snake.
Because
behavior.
I was going back to the other scenario. I really did think about this last night when I felt bad for MJ. I thought, okay, Jace, if it was me and you, Lex.
Yeah.
Now, look, we're not CT and they haven't seen each other in a while. We're a little different. We're more connected, a lot more connected. But let's say it was me and you. And we're my talkers. We're in the my talk. They're in the MTV universe. Then the third person was like, I don't know, Belinda Jensen.
Sorry, Belinda. Bye.
Peace.
We love you, but bye.
Oh, even Kathy Werzer. I'd be like, peace.
Bye, Kathy.
Oh, see ya.
I will cut you out. Bye.
Yes.
I like you. I love you, Z. But you ain't getting Lex. You ain't getting Lex and I's money. Bye.
No. So that absolutely makes sense, but
oof. I think I would even cut out like Ken Barlow, like even TV
side.
I'm sorry. Bye.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Chris. Bye. No, good day.
Matt Belanger, peace out, B.
Let it be
from TV.
Elizabeth Reese, it's been nice. Sorry, don't get money for your chickens. Bye, E. Reese. Lex and I are taking the money.
Yeah.
anyway.
Oh, man. But what a dynamic show. So you know, I really was not. My three taste try. I was kind of like, I don't know about this. But I am really happy that I returned. And it really got more cutthroat as the traitors were recruiting another person and then another one. And how they behave, especially when those who didn't start out as a traitor, it was so interesting because all of a sudden now you're sitting at breakfast and you're on the other team. So you have to really be a good actor to pull that off, don't you think?
Yes, we have to go, but I have two observations concerning you. Number one, you and Colin had the exact same trajectory with this show. You both didn't like it at first. And then at the end, Colin was all about it and was in it. Second observation.
Okay.
I love you. You would be horrible at this game if you were a traitor. I would never pick you because you would have such a hard time at breakfast. I honestly did think about you at breakfast. I'm like,
I probably would.
If Alexis got turned into a traitor, there'd be no way she could hide it at breakfast. She'd be like, can somebody pass the bagels? And she would look all guilty.
Yeah, I think I would want to be a faithful. I really do.
You would be a great faithful. You would be a horrible traitor.
Maybe. Yeah. What would you want to be?
You'd be good. I wouldn't want the stress of being a traitor.
Yeah.
And I don't have a good poker face. You know that about me. I do not have a good poker face.
We would.
Holly, you do. I think you would be a great trader, Holly. I think you could do it.
Just show me where the gold's at.
I want to know where the gold's at.
Just show me where the gold's at and I'll be anything you want me to be.
Register and enter to win prizes on our listener rewards. Get tickets to Pink's October 17th performance, The X. Snag tickets to see Thunder from Down Under at Grand Casino Hinkley or Chelsea Handler at Mystic Lake. Plus gift cards to Quick Trip, Ulta Beauty, Caribou, and more. Sign up on our website when we come back on Hell and that Kirk Cousins news.
This is husband. He's living la vida on hell. Living la vida on hell.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Let's get right to it. We're up against the clock. Lex, sure, who do we have?
Oh my gosh, we got my husband on hell. Kirk Cousins. He's ending an era with the Vikings. My husband's here with more. Hi on hell.
What up, primo? Primo Cousins. Man, dude got paid. That dude is making the money rain everywhere. I want that management team for whatever. Like, you will get whatever you want. All your dreams come true with that money. They know how to get that money, aren't they?
Yeah. They sure do.
Angel, do you think his desire to want a long-term four-year deal with us, do you think that was one of the breaking points with the Vikings?
Well, let me put it this way. I'm not a Cousins hater, but as a Vikings fan and looking back, we should have never got him to the for the beginning because even though he's a good quarterback, we needed a lot of other holes to be filled, and you need money with that. So when you pay somebody like him so much money, you have very little to make your team that much better and competitive. And exactly what happened. We became the weakest team in the division, or almost the weakest team in the division. And that's the worst thing that you can do. So the best thing right now is, I agree with the Vikings, let somebody else pay him. He's older anyways. They got a good production out of him and a lot of fans out of him. But let's get a young quarterback, because when you look at every great quarterback, their team drafted them. And they drafted them for nothing. Like Mahomes and Brady, the greatest quarterbacks, they didn't go pay a lot of money at the beginning. And when they got paid, they were good deals.
Yeah, they built them.
Yeah, so I think we got somebody at the time that the team wasn't ready to win a championship. And I think it wasn't the right timing, and I think it wasn't the right timing now. So I think the Vikings are finally going to slow down, do some smart moves, and use their money wisely and be a contender so they'll be good for longer.
Well, now Kirk Cousins, he has signed with the Atlanta Falcons $180 million for 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, they are pretty much doing what the Vikings did for years ago. That team is not a championship team at all. So we'll see, because they have a lot of young players. They're talented, but they're too young. And by the time they put it all together, we'll see that pays off. But I don't know. I think they're taking a big risk. I mean, Kirk Cousins is going to do what Kirk Cousins do. But you need a player that can move around. You need a player that can – when you have a young team, you have a player that can do more than pass the ball.
And he's like off an injury.
Yeah, so, Mahomes win you games even where you think they don't have a shot.
So overall, on hell, if I'm a Vikings fan, should I be sad today or should I be a little optimistic?
I think you should be optimistic because, again, if you want to compete and you want to be in the top of the division and you win a championship, you have to build a championship team, and we haven't had a championship team since the Miracle or Bledsoe was here. Mm-hmm. So we used to have a lot of great pieces, and now we just became weaker. And the division is getting very difficult now with Detroit. And so I am happy because we have a chance now to build something. And I think the coach for the first time have a chance to build his team. If I'm not mistaken, since he came in, it was never on the players that he got. This is the first time that he's getting all his players. And that makes a lot for players, for teams.
Yeah. We just want his agent.
We want his agent.
Fucking deers.
Yeah.
Hey, what was that again?
Oh, look at that. Look at that. It's like 10 deer.
Oh my God. Wait, are you seeing deer right now? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Scared me to death. I'm like, what is happening?
All right.
Well, there we go.
Deer spotted out in the wilderness, having nothing to do with the Minnesota Vikings. Let us clarify for the record.
Objects.
He said deer.
Deer.
Yeah.
He said yeah. Woo. Not another word. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's gonna do it for us. Go out there and be yourself, right, Lex?
Yes.
That's right. You be you. See some deer and some wild turkey.
And all of you young bucks out there. Okay.
Bucks. Yes.
Oh, that's right. We love you. Have a fantastic day. Don and Steve Experience up next. Bye for now.